101.9. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday morning. Last night, I bounced around downtown. You know, I was trying to be active on a Tuesday, okay?
Look, I'm so impressed. You call it a night early, Grandpa.
That's right. But last night, I was trying to figure out what's going on in Indianapolis on a Tuesday night.
Right.
Met some wonderful people, and I wanted to share those people to you right now.
Mm-hmm.
First up, here's a, I don't know what the name of the person is. A driver of the horse, John Carriage?
I think
you call him a driver or something else?
Yeah, I don't know what else you would really call it.
Either way, here's Kenny.
What's your name?
Kenny.
Kenny. Kenny or Kenny?
Kenny, like the boy's name.
Okay, K-E-N-N-Y?
K-E-N-N-E-E.
Okay, sorry, I'm not very smart sometimes. What is going on Indianapolis on a Tuesday night? I see that we have a beautiful horse I'm petting right now. He just tickled. Is he a ticklish horse? I put my hand on his belly and he looked like he's a ticklish horse.
It's actually a girl. Her name's Donna, but she can be ticklish sometimes, yeah.
Yes, we are talking about how you tickle a horse right now.
So you're struggling all over the place, like names, genders. I mean, it's just a rough night.
Do you tickle her sometimes, for fun?
I do sometimes. She likes that, you know. She's a adventurous little gal.
What makes her deserve a tickle?
When she's not a brat, when she doesn't freak out when we're downtown.
What do you mean when she freaks out downtown? What does she do that makes her freak out?
Well, she doesn't really freak out, but she lost me $60 a couple weeks ago. She kind of took off on me, but it was good. We found the company's money, so that's really all that matters.
I bet she didn't get tickled after that.
No, she did not.
Yeah, definitely did not deserve a tickle after that. Still trying to figure out, though, what's going on in Indianapolis on a Tuesday, Rachel. Of course, if you go to the Circle downtown by the Monument, you're always going to see the biker guys chilling.
Yeah.
I talked to some biker guys last night as well.
Now, I always think that guys who are on motorcycles always get a lot of ladies. Usually, I always see like a lady on the back of a motorcycle. Has a motorcycle gotten you a lot of ladies in your life?
Yes, it has.
What is it about a motorcycle that you think drives women wild?
Usually not the bike, it's the guy.
Do you take her into the South Bend Chocolate Company, too, for a little romance afterwards, or do you do that before to get her on the bike?
That depends how the night goes.
It depends if she gets on the bike or not, right?
That's right.
Tell you what, isn't chocolate the way to a lady's heart?
Chocolate
Company helping every fella out downtown.
Always. You can never go wrong with chocolate and wine in the Notebook, boys, okay?
You know, you're a biker guy. I'm assuming you listen to, like, a lot of Stone Temple Pilots, maybe Nirvana, Rage Against the Machine. What's your favorite song on the radio right now?
Right now, it'd have to be Taylor Swift, Shake It Off.
That's the last song I would think of, Tony. Well, what is it about that song that you love?
It has a very catchy tune. Tom, I bebop to it, too.
Nothing wrong with Shake It Off if you're a biker guy.
Not at all.
Down the street. Finally, my last guy I talked to on trying to figure out what's going on in Indianapolis on a Tuesday night. And probably my the best person I talked to last night is the drummer guy. You know, the guy always beating on the drums on the Circle after you get out. And you're like,
yes.
Oh, my God. Where am I right now?
Or if it's like after Colts games, you're like,
yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. After Indians games, doesn't matter. Kirkwood Davis is the man, and I talked to him last night, too.
Do you get some ladies' numbers because you're so good at beating on your drum?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, you can say that. So, yeah, you're in line with a gal. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I bet, you know, they come out of Bartini's on a Friday or Saturday night. Yeah, I bet they love it, right?
Yes, sir. Especially at Broad Ripple, if you know about Broad Ripple.
What happens in Broad Ripple if you beat on your drum? What happens?
People dancing in front of me, you know, they come, they drunk, or some of them sober.
I want to hear about the drunk ones. What happens when they start dancing?
They just start dancing, some kissing each other or pocketing each other on the ass or whatever like that, and turning the money up in the air and so the case would be like that.
Let's beat on the drums for that, my friend.
Yeah, all right.
There you go.
Yes.
Kirkwood Davis.
That's a strong name.
That is what's going on in Indianapolis on a Tuesday. It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio 900.9.